Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Simple Truth. I am your host, The Crazy Uncle. And today I want to talk to you women who say you're intimidating. I can't find a man because I intimidate them. All the men are intimidated by my success and yada, yada, yada. You know what good men actually say real men are doing when that happens? We may be stoic around you, but inside we are laughing our butts off. Why? Because you're not intimidating. Women, believe it or not, using the wrong word. It's actually, you're disgusting us. Completely. You're gross, and I'm going to break these down into parts so it's real easy to digest. First off, physically, if you are out of shape, if you are incredibly fat, whatever, you're not intimidating a man because they know they could take you apart. You might be intimidating small girls, but that's about it. You're not intimidating us. You're disgusting us. Now, there is one pass, and that's you girls who have actually spent some time in the gym and built yourselves up. The female bodybuilders, I don't care who you are. Unless we know that you're on the juice, we know how much time and dedication it takes to do that, and you get our respect. If you're pushing the scales up way above where you should be for your height, and you're not working out, you're not intimidating. You're fat. We'll move on to dressing like a freaking slut. Guess what? We don't care if you're a slut, okay? The only ones who care are the guys, the Chads and Tyrones out there, who are going to give you a bad case of gonorrhea for herpalades for a quick and easy one and done pump and dump. And then you're like, well, how come he wouldn't settle with me? He must be intimidated by me. No, he's actually disgusted. He just wanted to get it out and he didn't feel like, you know. And on that same note, if you, all you girls are going around with that same group of guys, the one alpha Chad that's out there, shocker, you're all infected. You might want to go get a blood test. And you know what? That's also disgusting men too. I'll get into that on another video. Next is going to be your attitude, especially you quote-unquote educated women who sat there and said, I went to college. I'm smarter than everyone else. No, that's not true. You may have spent more time reading books, but you are definitely not smarter than anyone else. I can tell you most guys out there, the worst people to deal with are people who are educated because they honestly can't find their ass from their elbow. It is crazy. Okay, and those of you who want to sit there with your attitude with the resting bitch face, no, go away. Just go away. You're not a 10 at all, especially looking like that with a sign across your forehead that says fuck off. All right. Those are the three big ones. I'm going to hit these other ones real quick. One, if you're stupid, if you're a ditz, if you think you know what you're talking about and you clearly don't, we are disgusted by you. You might be attractive. We might, you know, give you a little rundown, but that's it. You smokers, you stink, and you age too fast, plus all the other health risks later. We don't like it. It's disgusting. Goodbye. Drugs, self-explanatory. All right, you promiscuous women, seriously, go get a damn blood test. You have already grossed us out. And the last one I'm going to talk about is tattoos. Tattoos, holy crap. If you got one little one somewhere hidden, that's one thing. But if you got full arm sleeves and crap like that, we are not intimidated. We are disgusted because all we see is someone who has daddy issues and wants to be seen by everyone else. You know, one more just for the hell of it. If you're going to college and you are deeply in debt, we are disgusted by you, and that's straight up lack of self-awareness on your part. I've been ranting too long, so guess what? This is your crazy uncle punching out.